The Socialist Party LGBTQ+ group is producing this charter to start a discussion about the demands needed to fight for the rights of LGBTQ+ people and what program is needed to end LGBTphobic discrimination. Help us to build a mass movement to smash LGBTphobia. Appeal for support for the charter in your workplaces, youth organizations and among the wider working class. Pride born out of the struggles and campaigning of LGBTQ+ people, more recently we have seen pride events become increasingly corporatized and step away from their radical roots. A political pride is more important than ever. But an annual protest is only the start of what we need. We call for pride events to kick out the corporations, and organize by drawing together community campaigners, trade unions and all others interested in reclaiming pride, build a fighting movement with a democratic and accountable leadership, to fight for LGBTQ+ rights, participate in movements against austerity, oppression, and discrimination and organize international solidarity in our workplaces. Many LGBTQ+ workers face discrimination, bullying and harassment at work. The main bodies of organized workers, the trade unions, need to launch fighting campaigns to stand up for LGBTQ+ workers at work and in wider society. These are organizations which can put the rights and needs of workers first, before the profit or interests of the bosses. We demand that the trade union movement fights against the discrimination which remains endemic in our workplaces. Trade unions must organize and campaign for zero tolerance of bullying, discrimination and harassment in workplaces, including schools, colleges, and universities. This means not only ensuring that adequate procedures are in place for dealing with such behavior, but that they are actually implemented in practice. Training must be available for all trade union reps and staff. Trade unions to establish committees in every workplace to oversee safety and harassment procedures, job security. No forced redundancies. End zero-hour contracts which can be used against workers raising issues of discrimination. Trade union action to fight any job losses and cuts in the workforce and low pay. Increase the minimum wage to £12 an hour as a step towards £15. Ensure election of equality officers in trade union branches. Trade union oversight over the recruitment and promotion process. Defend the right to protest. Scrap the anti-trade union laws and other anti-democratic legislation such as the police, crime, sentencing and courts bill. In healthcare, as socialists we fight for democratic control of society, and that includes in the health service. This requires democratic discussions, bringing together workers and service users, to develop a plan of what treatment, support, and resources we actually need, not what capitalists can make a profit from, or what the capitalist system can afford. We wouldn't have to fight tooth and nail for safety measures like pre-exposure prophylaxis, PrEP, to be available, or against the years-long waiting lists for trans healthcare, because resources could be allocated on the basis of need, not greed. We say, reverse all privatization and cuts. Kick big business out of the NHS. End the postcode lottery. Scrap the private finance initiative, PFI, and cancel all PFI debts. Build a mass campaign for massive investment into our NHS. For a fully funded national health service and care system, free at the point of use. Scrap prescription charges in England, and all dental and health charges. Invest and expand provision of gender clinics, to meet the needs of trans people. Massively expand mental health support. Nationalize the private healthcare sector, care homes, the medical supply industry and the pharmaceutical companies. Integrate them into the NHS. Health services run for health, not profit. Build and fight for services that meet all our needs in education. Many LGBTQ+ young people deal with the effects of capitalism's divide and rule at school, with bullying and an unrepresentative curriculum. We support students forming students' unions, to be able to organize and fight. We need parents, teachers, students and the trade unions, to have democratic oversight of the curriculum. History and gains from the struggle to be taught. Include in the curriculum working class struggle, LGBTQ+ history and trade unions record and achievements in fighting oppression. A positive curriculum regarding sexuality and gender identity, to replace the legacy of Section 28. Students unions and education trade unions must organize and campaign against LGBTphobic bullying. joined committees of trade unions and students to oversee and monitor anti-bullying and harassment procedures all schools, to be brought back under local authority control. End academization and free schools, free school meals and travel, free education for all, scrap tuition fees, and write off all student debt. Housing, services and resources. How many LGBTQ plus people have put up with discrimination in the workplace, or bullying bosses, because the alternative was being thrown on the scrap heap of universal credit, facing poverty and eviction? How many LGBTQ plus people have not been able to be out, or have been forced to live in unsafe conditions, due to the lack of decent housing, or been forced onto the streets? How many LGBTQ plus services, already stretched, have been stripped to the bone by a decade of austerity? Oppose cuts and privatization of public services and enforced poverty, for the right to decent benefits, no to sanctions, pensions for all, no imprisonment for crimes of poverty. Safe communities for all. Mass investment in jobs and training. Fully fund vital services for all, including social care, domestic violence refuges and support, education, public toilets and the NHS shelters for LGBTQ plus people fleeing homophobic, biphobic, and transphobic families or partners. Protect existing LGBTQ plus venues, and provide funding to develop additional venues, to meet the needs of the community. Cap private rents. For a mass program of building council houses, no to evictions. Young people get organized. Build student unions in school, college, and universities to fight to end homophobic bullying in education, and for young people to have a say. Build youth fight for jobs, to fight youth unemployment. Safe, council-run well-funded youth centers, youth services and youth clubs and facilities. Young people need support, and somewhere to go. Fully fund housing and social support, and supply council homes for LGBTQ plus young people fleeing abusive living situations. Trans rights. It is largely as a result of the courageous struggle by trans people, that trans oppression is becoming more widely understood. But that doesn't mean there isn't still a lot of work to do to end it. Many trans people experience mental health issues alongside discrimination and harassment in the community and in workplaces, and when accessing services including healthcare. The Socialist Party stands for the right to self-identify, including for non-binary identities. We say, fight to end trans discrimination in law, and in society as a whole. Build a movement to fight for legal changes to simplify the process of self-identification. Invest in expanding all public health support and other services for all. Build a united struggle to end the discrimination and oppression faced by trans people. Build international solidarity. LGBTQ plus people across the globe face murderous anti-LGBTQ plus regimes and horrific discrimination. We say, end the hostile environment, end all racist immigration laws. For community and trade union oversight of border controls. Grant all refugees and asylum seekers the right to work, no deportation. End inhumane proof of sexuality by the Home Office. Close down all detention centers. These are run by profit-driven companies that further exploit detainees and use them for cheap labor. Fight for the right to asylum, including the right of families to be reunited. Fight for socialism ultimately, until we end the rotten capitalist system. Oppression and discrimination will be a part of everyday life for millions across the world. We need to fight for an alternative, socialism, a system which replaces the bosses, their divide and rule tactics, and quest for profit above all else. So that the working class majority is able to put the vast wealth and resources of society to use, planning society democratically to provide what we need. Take the wealth off the 1%, we can't control what we don't own. Take into democratic public ownership the top 125 companies and the banks that dominate the British economy. A democratic socialist plan of production, based on the interests of the overwhelming majority of people, would enable us to use the vast wealth that is there in society to produce what we need, not what makes a profit for the billionaire bosses. No trust in capitalist politicians. Join the fight to build a mass democratic workers' party to represent our interests and fight for these demands. The fight for socialism is an international fight. We support workers moving into action across the world, and show our solidarity to those fighting for LGBTQ plus rights, and against capitalism across the world.